From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. Well, it's almost Labor Day weekend, and in Southern Marin, that means just one thing. It's time for the Sausalito Art Festival. And this one happens to be special because it's the 60th annual. It's one of the oldest, most prestigious, and most looked forward to art festivals in the country. This year's festival showcases some great music, as well as some fabulous art, and some terrific food. And here to talk about this year's fair is the executive director of the Sausalito Art Fair, Ann Dixon. Ann, welcome to the field trip.
Thank you so much, Mitchell.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Well, first off, I love music, and I must say that you really have an impressive lineup of famous bands this year. Tell us who's appearing.
Well, we've actually got three stages worth of music on our main stage, which is the Stella Artois main stage. Our headliner on Saturday is the band America, and then we also have Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. He's been around the Bay Area for a long time playing folk, jazz, and swing. And then on Sunday, we're featuring a 60s pop rock day. So headlining with the Grassroots, the Yardbirds, and Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon. And then on Monday, which is going to be presented by KFOG Radio, we have The Fix, who are returning favorites, and the band Smash Mouth. And then we also have music on our artist stage, which is more soft, classical, jazz type of music. So there's really something for everybody.
Great. Yeah, you have some wonderful bands there. I mean, most everybody can at least hum a couple of America songs, and for sure Herman's Hermits, Mrs. Brown,
you've
got a lovely daughter.
Yeah.
And I've had Dan Hicks on the show. He's a great guy.
Very great and very well revered around Marin.
He sure is. Well, tell me, who produces this show?
Well, the show is actually produced by the Sausalito Art Festival Foundation. And we're a year-round organization, a nonprofit organization. We've been in existence since about the year 1999, even though the festival was 60 years old. The foundation was formed to put on the festival, and also the proceeds from the festival go back into the community. So the foundation oversees that. So it's the biggest fundraiser every year for the foundation, really, and just a really great, good time for all.
So the money goes to grants and things like that?
Yes, it does. We have two different programs right now. We have a scholarship program. We have a silent auction that we do every year at the festival where we auction off art that's been donated by the artists, and then also businesses donate things like hotel rooms and dinners and trips. And that money goes to scholarships for kids who are studying in high school and college, the art. So it's for all in the Bay Area. So it's a really, really great program. We just gave 6 scholarships away in June to deserving students. And then we also have a grant program where nonprofits can apply each year, usually in the fall, to receive funds from us. And so it really goes back to help the community, which is great.
Well, that's great work. Well, let's talk about the other thing that's dear to my heart, the food.
Oh, yeah. Are you a fan of the turkey legs? Yeah.
I love the turkey legs.
Yeah.
Now, I think these concessions are also operated by nonprofits, aren't they?
They are. They're local nonprofits. The proceeds that they make from their food sales go back to that organization. So that's, again, another way that the Festival Foundation tries to help the community. And the food is really great. You know, we've got those infamous or famous turkey legs, I should say, and the Lions Clubs do that every year, and people just love them. And we've got udon noodles and crab cakes and hamburgers. It's just a real array of great food for people, so lots of variety.
Oh, boy, I'm looking forward to it. I haven't had my lunch yet. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Crab cakes. Well, how many visitors are you expecting this year?
Well, usually we get about 25 to 30,000. The biggest days are usually Saturday and Sunday. But yeah, that's been pretty consistent every year. It's one of the largest festivals and fairs around the Bay Area.
And I understand that some of the artists who exhibit come from all over the country.
They do. You know, the artists are really some of the best, highest quality artists around the country, and we're really lucky that they all really want to be a part of this festival. So we usually have about 270 artists and 14 different categories. We've got jewelry and painting and drawing and watercolor and wood and sculpture. So, you know, there's something for any art collector.
Well, Sausalito has always been known, or at least for the last certainly half century, as an artistic environment, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And the festival actually came together in 1952 by the local artist community, you know, and Sausalito was a shipping community. There were a lot of artists and poets that were drawn here because of the beauty of the area and being able to paint the landscape. And so they just got together and put on the first festival, which was down in an area called Shell Beach, which is in near downtown Sausalito, and it just grew from there. So it's really been a part of Sausalito for 60 years.
What kind of prices do people get for their art there? Is there something for every pocketbook?
Well, you know, it is really for people who want to start collecting art. Usually our prices start about $200 to $500, and they can go all the way up to $50,000. We do get a lot of very serious art collectors, so it's really a range. It really depends on the type of piece. Like a sculpture might be a little bit more expensive than a painting, depending on the size and the type of material. But if you're not an art collector, we do always, every year, have a commemorative poster that is designed and commissioned specifically for the festival by one of our selected artists. And this year, it's Liz Lyons Friedman, who did the poster called Celebrate, celebrating the 60th year. And people can purchase that poster. We have actually some signed posters by her. And we'll also have a limited edition signed poster. So those are very affordable for people who can't quite afford the $1,000 price point for the art piece, but they can still bring home an original piece of art.
So I imagine there are some moderately priced pieces of jewelry and stuff there. So if people wanted to, for example, start their Christmas gift list.
Absolutely. We have some of the best jewelers around, jewelry artists. You know, jewelry is always a very, very popular category for that very reason, because it tends to be affordable, but very unique, very beautiful, because the artist creates designs that are unique to their artistic vision.
Yeah. Any there that are your favorites? Do you know who's going to be there this year? You have returning people. Let me ask you.
Well, yeah, we have a lot of returning people. Tom Killian is an award winner. He's coming back. He's a printmaker. He's very well known in the art world. I mentioned Liz Lyons Friedman, who is also a printmaker. We have Jim Budish, who is a well-known sculptor. So we have a lot of really great returning artists, but we have a lot of new artists too this year, about 55 new artists coming in. So I'm really excited to meet them, because a lot of them are newer artists that haven't, you know, they've never been in the show, and so we haven't really had a chance to see all of their artwork, so that'll be exciting.
You have some from Marin, the people who are interested in the local art scene?
Yes, you know, we always have Marin artists. You know, Marin is always well represented every year. Kay Carlson is a local Sausalito artist. She's involved in the Marin Open Studios, and she's an artist every year. So we always have Marin artists, absolutely well represented.
It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic time. There's going to be wall-to-wall musical entertainment on three stages at the 60th anniversary Sausalito Art Festival. It'll be held September 1st through the 3rd at Marin Ship Park in Sausalito, California. Tickets to the Sausalito Art Festival are $25 for general admission, $15 for seniors, 62 and over, $5 for children aged 6 to 12, and free for children under 6. Tickets are available at sausalitoartfestival.org. One note, pets are not allowed into the festival. For updated schedules and information, visit SausalitoArtFestival.org. And Anne Dixon, continued success to you and the Sausalito Art Fair, and thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
Well, thank you so much for having us, and hope to see you there this weekend.
That's Anne Dixon, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on the field trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin Sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that the field trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on Comcast Cable, Channel 26, on your computer 24 hours a day at radiosausalito.org, or anytime as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you like today's show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.